Now we're going to model the misspeaks in the feeling channel of communication and how, as a word coach, you can help someone own what they're feeling, own their emotion in the conversation.
So in our role play conversation, Cliff said, "It makes me angry when you do that."
And as a word coach dropping out of the sky, I might say, "Cliff, would you be willing to own anger as what you're feeling right now, rather than saying that Alice made you feel angry?"
And something else we'll bring in here, although it's not in the role play conversation we had. Sometimes somebody will say, "Well, you know, I'm feeling a little angry about this and a little sad and a little afraid, even a little happy too." You throw in a whole mix of feelings.
And what we think that really is an assessment. They're sort of looking at themselves from a bit of a distance and saying, "Oh, there's a little anger there and a little fear there and a little happiness there."
And so they're reporting their assessment as if it were their feelings. Remember, we told you that people sneak assessments in everywhere. That's a lot of the misspeaks everywhere. So that's a good example of that when someone says, "Well, I'm a little angry, I'm a little sad, I'm a little afraid, and I'm a little happy."
Right. So as a word coach, if I were word coaching Cliff, I might say something like, "Cliff, I wonder, I'm hearing that you're feeling many things, and I'm wondering if we could get that back to mad, glad, sad, or afraid." And now we get to go back to the stink bomb.
The big one.
The big one. Where in the role play, I said, "I felt so neglected and isolated." Isolated and neglected are both words that end in ED. And we like to say that Ed points the finger.
So here's someone representing an assessment as a feeling. And I would word coach that by saying to Alice, "So Alice, when you're thinking that you're neglected and isolated, how might you be feeling? What's your actual feeling or emotion here? Are you sad or angry or afraid?"
And I probably would say, if I were honest about it or willing to be vulnerable in the moment about what I was feeling, I would probably admit to feeling angry.
Right. So what I've done as the word coach, rather than confronting her on the fact that she snuck an assessment in here, masquerading as a feeling, an assessment that blamed Cliff on top of everything else, is I simply move her assessments or judgments over into the judgment assessment channel in the way I ask the question, the way I feed it back to her. I say, "So Alice, when you're thinking that you've been neglected or isolated, how might you be feeling?" So I kind of do the work for her. And that's how we usually word coach this one, where someone says that they're feeling something and then they follow it with a big assessment. We just go back and take their assessment and say, "So when you're concluding," and then we name their assessment, "how might you actually be feeling?" And oftentimes we'll give them the menu of the primary emotions and ask them which of those they might be feeling, just to help them get in touch with their feeling.
Something we'd like to say here about the ED words is that there are actually words that point a finger that don't end in ED, but they are still in the passive voice. So, for example, if I were to say, "I don't feel heard in this conversation," or "I don't feel seen in this group," or "I feel hurt," or "I feel shut out."
All of those have the same effect. Alice is, in effect, stating that there must be someone who's not hearing in here. There must be someone who's not seeing her in here. There must be someone who's hurting her in here.
Right.
There must be someone who's shutting her out in here. I wonder who that could be.
Right.
She's still pointing the finger there by stating these things in the passive voice. So I'm going to come in and word coach and name her assessments as her assessments and then ask her how she's actually feeling. So I would say, "So Alice, when you're thinking that you're not being heard, you know, when it's your interpretation that you're not being seen, you know, or Alice, when it's your conclusion that you're being hurt here, when you're thinking that you're being shut out, how are you actually feeling, Alice? Are you feeling shame or anger or happiness or sadness, and ask her to name one of the actual emotions. That's how we word coach this particular thing.
And you will feel the difference in the conversation when someone is able to say what they are really feeling. There will be more emotion, also more vulnerability, but more, because there is more emotion, more ability for the two people to connect.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone wants to state as their assessment that they think they're not being heard, or they think they're not being seen, or they think they're being hurt or shut out, that's fine. These are just assessments masquerading as feelings. The problem is when we use a sentence that has the word feel in it, and then we don't follow it with a truly feeling word. We follow it with an assessment word, particularly one in the passive voice that ends in ED. And we keep what we like to call a little hall of shame for some of the most spectacular examples of this and the most common over the years. People very often say that they feel irritated when in fact they're angry. And the difference is when I say I'm feeling irritated, I'm saying, you know, there's an irritator in here. I wonder who it could be.
Another good one is disappointed. I feel so disappointed.
Yes. Son, we're not really angry at you. We're just disappointed.
Or abandoned. I feel abandoned here. I feel rejected.
One of my all-time favorites is, I'm feeling projected upon. Or I'm feeling abused in this conversation.
Even to say that I feel depressed is actually stating an assessment and not a feeling.
Yep. We would much rather that someone says, you know, I'm thinking that I'm depressed because I'm feeling very afraid.
There are even several very common ED words that it's good to watch out for, including the words scared and ashamed. Mm-hmm. They still end in ED, and they are still implying that someone around here is doing some scaring or some shaming.
Yep. So once again, we will try to use words that end in ED only as assessments when we speak and not as feelings. And then they're all right.